All right, 5 lines at the bottom. Lo'elecha. Those are the last 2 words in the line. Actually, okay. Lo'elecha. Is tani tani. The dozer say, so learn that pasuk. Lo yirelucha, lechoyin at ro. You can't see your own chametz. Avat ro at the gavur. You can see chametz of Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning hektish. Is tani tani. Those who says afil gavur, you can't even see chametz of hektish, which is strange because chametz of hektish not belong to you. What's the problem? So, Madamar lecha ein at ro avat ro le gavur. He says that you can't see your own chametz, but you can have a round chametz of tekdesh b'shikdisho kol b'yurutz if you're makdashin in the first half of the day. Because when does it become hektesh? When does it become osir? Only at the time of beer, meaning after 6 hours. Before that, it's still not osir. So your hektesh is a legitimate hektesh. So it became valid hektesh. Therefore, substantially, there's no transgression on the problem of having the noble transgression because it's already hektesh. Madamar lechoein atro. I'm sorry. Madamar filugavah. He said that even if it's already hektesh, it's a problem. Kshikdish lachabiyur to your makdash after the time when it's supposed to be eradicated, which of course is too late, since it's too late. So therefore, at that point, it's not because it doesn't become hektesh, because it was also for you to do anything with it at that point except to eradicate it. So therefore, it doesn't become hektesh. Therefore, it really remains yours vis-a-vis the prohibition, and you transgress chametz when you have it. Amar Rabbi Bun Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabun Barchia, excuse me, sent for Rabbi Zira. Tipater, I have another way of interpreting this. The kachim shuchaya barchiusa. It depends if it's kachim which you have to replace. If it's kachim you don't have to replace, it'll get lost. Then you don't transgress by ruah by motze on them. But it's kachim you have to replace because they get lost. For example, it's a mincha which you have to replace if you lose it. So then that's when you're chaya by ruah by motze, even though theoretically it belongs to kachim. Says the Gemara, let's bring it out another draw. Rabbi Shimon holds a kachim that the kachim which are chayiv in Erech Rais and which you have to replace to get lost, you transgress by Yerah on them, they're like yours. Layer Elecha, another drush layer Elecha. Is Tani Tani, there's some Tanoim who learned, or some people who learned this means, Elecha ain't atroeh, you know how to see your own stuff. Avla atroeh. But if you have stuff in a platya, in a large plaza, meaning hefka, that's okay. He's tani tani. Those who said, I feel a platya, even a large plaza, you now have to see chametz. Madamar lecha einat roeh. He says, you can't see your own, but you can see stuff in a large plaza. B'shiv kiro kol b'yuritz when you made it hefker prior to the time of eradication, prior to new. So then your hefker is still valid hefker because you still own it. And you can still make it hefker and get it out of your shrus. So therefore you don't transgress anything when it's already out there and it doesn't become osir banah. That cannot become chametz shlav v'lov ha-pesach because it doesn't belong to anybody. Man afilu platio, you said even the platio it's osir b'shev kiril achar b'yurot when you're mafkirit after the time when you should eradicate it, so you can't really be mafkirit anymore because you don't have full ownership or to make it hefker. So therefore at that point you transgress. Now most of the Mefarshim, almost all of them, 99%, 99.9% of them, take out these words and say it's not relevant here. We're not talking about Kachim anymore, right? But the Or Sameach leaves it in. The Or Sameach says that even in Rishus HaRabim, even Chametz who are Mafkir, you're still Chayavan. In which scenario? If the Chametz is Kachim Shukhayav Achriusa. Because Kachim Shulchayev Rechiyusan, the Chol Mokum, everywhere it is, says, the Gemara says, Bei Gazad Rachmana Isa. It's still in the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that even if you were Mafkir Kachim, which you want to relinquish ownership of it, if it's Kachim Shulchayev Rechiyusan, what's one that you have to bring? So then even once you relinquish it, it still remains yours, vis-a-vis the issue of having to bring it as a korban. It's still kadosh. So therefore, even if you're mafkir, you're still transgressed by ro by motzei. Okay, but as I said, most of them unfortunately take out this line because kachim and I do this to tell you about hefker. Now, here comes a real problem. I'm not sure even what to do with this. If somebody was mafkir his chametz on the 13th day of Nisan, what's the status of this chametz after Pesach? Rabbi Yochanan Osir, Rishimen Lakish Amar Mutar. Rabbi Yochanan Lakish says it's Osir, Rishimen Lakish says it's Mutar. Now, my problem with this is, anybody guess what my problem is? Why do I have a problem with this? Rabbi Yochanan says if you're mafkir your chametz on the 30th day of Nisan, despite the fact you made it after Pesach, it's chametz shorvel of Pesach and allowed to have a benefit from it. What problem might I have with this? With Rabbi Yochanan's approach.
He gives it away on the 13th?
No, he relinquishes ownership.
Relinquishes ownership, okay.
He makes it hefker.
So he's saying that...
Rabbi Yochanan says nonetheless it's prohibited.
Because he's getting an
off. Well, he's not getting an off. It doesn't say he's getting an off.
Oh. So I don't
he says it was mafker. So my problem is like this. I'll tell you my problem. Yeah. My problem is that we just said Amid Aleph or two Amid Alephs ago. Yeah. That bitter works.
Oh, right.
So, and that's really, so why shouldn't Hefker work? If they don't say that Hefker does not take it out of your possession, and therefore you transgress by Roah, by Mot on it. Why not? What's the qualitative difference between Hefker and Bittel? So one is forced to say, I think, one is forced to do a quarter, well, I must say that Yushalmi, even Yushalmi holds Bittel works, which maybe it holds that Bittel doesn't work with Rabbi Yochanan. It's possible Rabbi Yochanan argues that Rabbi holds Bittel doesn't work. But if he holds Bittel works, it's not that it's the same thing as making it Hefker. Rather, it's making it worthless. Worthless. So therefore, if you make something Hefker, in other words, when you say Libatel, Kafra da'ara means you deprive it of its significance. But even if something is deprived of its significance, even if something is Hefker then, it's not necessarily deprived of its significance. Not necessarily deprived of its significance, so then it can have the status of Chamish or Abel Abba Pesach. No?
Yeah, the
status
of what? That's what he could say, but it doesn't really make any sense.
No, it doesn't really make any sense. Yeah,
the status of what?
Suddenly, Rashi holds that bittul means not that you make something hefker, not that you make the chametz hefker, but rather you deprive it. You say it's like afra da'ara. Has no significance
vis-a-vis.
Okay, right. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, well, since hefker and bittul are not the same thing, if you did hefker and not bittul, so then your chametz remains also by no after Pesach.
Right.
Okay. So it says. Of course, you already be that type of stuff.
In front of 10 people.
No. Right, that's the round why the Bittel's not Hefker.
But
it says superior to Hefker.
Yeah,
really?
It's superior because it's effective even though you don't have any people around.
Those who say that it's still really Hefker, but normally the reason why you normally need three is in order to ensure that he's doing it and not faking it. And here, surely he's not going to fake it, because if he was faking it, it would be Osir Ba'ano. So if he's doing it for sure. But those who say that the fact that you don't need three is a riot that it's not Hefker, but rather something else. Which we're working well with our Gemara for something else. Okay? So in any event, so says Gemara, if you didn't have Hefker on the 30th day of this son, Lacha Pesach, what's the size of your chametz after Pesach? Mao. Rabbi Yochanan Osir, your chametz is Osir, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Shamar Mutar. It's from its mace of Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Let's look at it this way. And at Moideli, do not concede to me, Mishesho Sulamala Shuwasser, that from 6 hours and on, meaning the afternoon, it's Osir. So what if it's Osir? That means, after 6 hours, it Osir Daraisa, when does it come Osir Daraisa? An hour before Pesach. So then, really, when it comes to, at that point, Rabbanim made it usher to you, right? Even though it's already tantamount to Hefker, right? Because, what? Yeah. Right. But even there, it's Hefker. No, but why are you transgressing? No, but you transgressed them by Rabbi Monte, at least Mita Rabbana. Why? Didn't you make it Hefker by definition? Because Rabbana were masquerade it from you. Are you allowed to be Mekadosh, if you're a Mekadosh woman from Shesho Sulamala, with Chometz, even though it's only into the Rabbana, it's not a good Kiddushin. It's not a good marriage. So you see, Rabbanan took it away your ownership. I know you're going to answer. Rish Lakish answers your answer. This is what Rish Lakish says. Armle Tamani Suro Garamlo. There, it's not that you lost ownership altogether. It means that you no longer can do what you want with it because it's usher to you. But if you're mafkir before Pesach, call my Yisroel Chamemar. Here, why shouldn't it work when you're mafkir previously? Is that what you wanted to say? When we used to say, "Aser Rabbi Yochanan Krabbi Yosef or Shimon Lokesh Rabbi Meir," that large Rabbi Yochanan because that he also Krabbi Yosef, and large Shimon Lokesh that he also Krabbi Meir. Do you remember that we said that? And the parallel is Rabbi Yosef holds in Masechet Nedarim that once you make something half good, it's still yours until it reaches the hands of the acquiring party. So therefore, it could be that that's Rabbi Yochanan Svara here. Rabbi Yochanan Svara here is that the reason, even if you make the Chometz Hefker, you still transgress is because it's still yours until somebody else acquires it. And of course, nobody else is acquiring it. Reshim Milokish holds a grand mayor that the moment you make something Hefker, it immediately leaves your possession. So he says, you remember why we said that? Ain't okay. It's not true. Haha. Joke was on us. Ella, rather. Rabbi Yochanan Choshesh LaRama, Shimon Lokesh LaChoshesh LaRama. Now, Kortz to my Lokesh LaRama, really Hefker works. Rabbi Yochanan is afraid that people are going to trick and say, oh yeah, sure, I'm after it. And they're lying that they never actually made it Hefker. He's afraid people will try and be charlatans. Shimon Lokesh LaChoshesh LaRama, he's not afraid that people are going to do that. Mana Vineo, what's the case where there's a nafkamina? Where it shows an example case where there's a ramification of this machlokas. So, Nafel of Mapolis, if the Chometz is buried in an avalanche. Mana Roma, he's afraid that the guy is just sneaking and trying to get his Chometz mutter. Leitzka Roma, there's no Roma here because it's dangerous, he's not going to go there. He's not going to bother with it. Yeah.
You always
cause
the Mapolis
that it was being
the
destruction
of a house as
a
result of
it.
It was common to that.
The Mapolis was the house, not a landslide. It's possible. I'll accept that. Okay. So, my Mapolis, if you say afraid that the guy is going to cheat and say it was Hefker, really, well, it wasn't. So here, Mana Roma, Leitzka Roma, it's obvious that it's for real. Vumutter and the Chometz should be mutter as well as he was Mafker when it was underneath the avalanche. Mana Mazchia Leitzli be Leitzkan, he was said it's no longer yours to be Mafker it. So, so here too it's no longer yours, right? It's out of your possession. So therefore the Chometz remains also. So the Chometz which there was a Mapolis holds the case in which the Chometz was buried in an avalanche or a broken house, so in both cases it's going to be a Machlokas, right? Yeah, what I meant to say is that there is no machlokas. Well, no matter how we interpret it, everybody's going to agree. Then you're going to say that's a case of Mapolis. Is the case of Haroma. If you're going to say Noi Rabbi Yochanan Shlomish are a case of Haroma, that the guy might lie and say he did Hefker when he didn't, so in this case he's not going to lie. Obviously we're not afraid that he's going to lie, because actually we see that the Chometz is lost for him, and what else is he going to do except be Mevatel? It doesn't hurt him being Mevatel. The other Chashash is that, he can't make it Hefker, because no longer his. That would Taka be a problem here, and that would be a problem both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because the Taka is no longer in his possession to be Mekadesh it. To be Mafkir.
example that shows the differences between the upper and the slot.
Right. Whether it's aroma, they're both going to agree, and whether it's because of zchia, they're both going to agree. Why is it so strange?
We think it's about Chokshim Rochim, and those walkers are going to push the aroma around.
No, we had two versions of what it is. Whether we're choshish for aroma or whether we're choshish for zchia.
So in the case of Mapolis, in either way, both of them are going to say the same thing.
Right.
Okay, so therefore what?
It's not. It's just a case where we can illustrate what the differences are. It's not teaching us necessarily anything new. That's what you're asking, what's it teaching us we didn't know before? It's not groundbreaking, it's just applications.
It had to be mentioned because
Perhaps goes to the next case. Let's see. Now, Kolmos, everybody agrees. By Ger, a Ger Shemes, Ger died. Now, he died before Pesach. Okay? Vizus who he sold to Chosim. Now the Jews all took over his property. Now, after Pesach, what's the story with this property? Madamara Roma Mutter? Oh, the Jews only took over his property, sorry, after Pesach. In other words, for 8 days or 9 days, his property was left in its pristine condition. So what's the story here? So it says, Yerushalmi Madamara Roma Mutter. It says we're afraid of aroma. Here there's not going to be any aroma. The guy's dead. So Gero died without any ears. What's his aroma? It's going to give to without our consent. Manamai Zchia Mutter, here it says question of Zchia, right, whether they acquired it or didn't acquire it, they transgressed by Rabbi Mutter. So of course here during Pesach they hadn't yet acquired it because they all acquired the property only after Pesach, right? So they have in this case also won't be a Machlokas Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Meir as well. Tama, we learned over there at Tninan. Eved so rabba potke. An Eved, a slave which is made by his master to be designated collateral for a loan. Lachem for another individual from which he contracted a loan. V'shicharo, and then the borrower releases the Eved, right? Just a second. An Eved was made by his master to be a designated collateral for a loan. Lachem for somebody else. Vashicharo, and the master let him go. Mishrasa did according to the strict letter of the law. And Eved chayav klum. The Eved doesn't have to pay anything. Because what did he do? He was passive. He was freed. But because of Tikkun Olam, in order to rectify the world, in order that this guy should be able to slay to survive as a free man, Kovinus Rabba, we compel his original owner, or actually, we compel an owner. Vosso Subin Khorni makes him a free man. The Kosir Shtar Adami writes him a document on his money, on his value. And the Gemara will explain what that means. Roshungami Omer, Shungami says, Eno Kosir. Nobody has to write any loans. Ela Meshachrer, rather he just lets the guy out as is. Now, me Meshachrer, who's going to let the guy out of this detail here? So says the Gemara, Rav Amar Ben Rabo Ben Rishon, out of his avdus, who's going to let him out? So Rav says either one of his masters can let him go. Both either the first one or the second one who just bought him. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ei meshachar elu rishon elu rabba rishon avad." The only person who could do the shichur, who can get him out, is the first master, because he's still really directly connected to the first master. So, Rabbi Chagai kumi Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chagai has to find Rabbi Yosi. Masnisa pliga rab. Our Mishnah argues on Rab. Rab says either one can go first, or I can let him go. It's not true. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Yisrael shil v'sakum alchem to lachar Pesach." If Yisrael gave a goy a loan of chometz payable after Pesach, mutar v'anoya, then it's mutar v'anoya. Later, I benefit from that chometz. Why? Because Why is it Muslim Hanna? I guess because the guy didn't acquire it yet. No, because the guy did acquire it. Again, let's read that again. The third line down. What? Yeah. Yeah. So it says the Mishnah argues around. It argues around because Yisrael Shehilva as Akum Achemso Achar Pesa Achemso. If a Yisrael loaned money to a guy on the basis of his chametz Achar Pesa after Pesa Mutar Banoya, you Mutar Rai benefit. Hi, he owned chametz on Pesa, right? Because he received chametz on collateral. My other late Rabbi Yudan, what does Rabbi Yudan do with to say with this? Says Kalu b'shichur. He says it's a chachamim. Try intayim b'shus Yisrael. If you're going to say that the chametz becomes the Jews, so it's osir. So here too, what? Right? Yeah, but I'm not explaining the question well enough. The question of Rav is like this. Rav said the second master can let the guy go. How can the second master let the guy go? He said either the first or second master, the seller or buyer, can let the guy go. If that's the case, that means the second master has got some mastery. If that's the case, so when Yisrael borrows loans money to a guy on chametz as collateral, so then Yisrael has to really have some mastery over the chametz. He has some mastery of the chametz, so how could he transgress by Rabbi Motzah? That's the question. Again, according to Rav, the second owner, the one who's buying, already has the power to let the guy free. That means that a second owner already has some ownership. And a second owner already has some ownership, so taking that a step further, in a similar case of a loan, when you have a guy who loaned his role on his chametz, and took the chametz is designated as their collateral, so then it should be both who transgress by a role. But so the first guy transgresses by a role. It's not comparable. Is that clear? No, we're going to give an answer. Oh, are we? Yeah, we're going to give an answer. So it says, why does Rab say either one could be Meshachar over here? Ma'avad la, what does Rab do with this? Rab Yudah said, Kalu b'shichur. There's a leniency by Shichur. But Kadot the Tayyid, like that, what you learn. Shichuro, also have the putting him, so he makes the designated collateral. So then, Machro in a Machro. Now to sell him, because he designated his collateral, now to sell slave, which has been designated as collateral to a loan. However, Shichur, I raise him a Shichur. If you release the Eved, so the release is valid. Why is that? Because if releasing the Eved, so already gave him a shame he's throw. You can't renege on that. And also there's no such thing as a partial Shem Yisrael. So either fully a Shem Yisrael or not, right? So therefore what we say is like this. We say in the case where there is no Evan involved, so then we can go by in a case where there is no Evan involved, so then who owns it? Even Rav agrees the first owner owns and not the second owner. In the case there's an Evan involved, so Rav owns the second owner, also has ownership rights. Why? Because we want to make it easier to release the slave. So no matter how the process starts, it's already considered to be a process of release, and that's good. Okay, and that's what it says here. Chel Rabbi Yochanan min Ado, Shulam Yomer Eino Kosev Elo Meshachar. The Raya from Yochanan is like this. That it says, the Rosh Hashanah Leo says, the Eved doesn't have to write his vow, doesn't have to take out, assume the obligation, because he remains assume the obligation of the debt. The abbot doesn't have to assume the obligation of the debt, but rather, all we do is we release him. So we see release is a very big mitzvah, right? So we don't even have to write an IOU. Why? Yeah.
We're talking about
it.
We're talking about it.
Yes. It's still a very big milo to release him. Release him is a mokum mitzvah waiting for you. Whatever, tefillah b'tzibur. I'm not kidding. Just to have a minion. No. The Eved Kanan is released because of full Yisrael. Yes. Yeah.
This is pretty basic. You have to read both ways of music. I don't remember this.
You can't be a grandfather and not know this. If you release an Eved,
yes,
he becomes a full Jew.
Okay.
That's why Shichro is a very special milah. Yes. Not because we're into liberty. Life, living, in pursuit of happiness. No. He becomes Jewish. We like Jews. What? Honestly. At least in every kind, he becomes Jewish. So here, you have a Kanani, right? So again, let's take it from the second line. Right, exactly. Once he's released, it's a straitjacket for him. He has to become one of us Jews. No more of this hanky panky. But otherwise, what advantage is there not to be Jewish? There has to be an advantage not being Jewish. Avda befker nichole. What does it mean, Avda Vefke Nichole? If you release him, it should be more Nichole, right? Right, Meir says, Avda Vefke Nichole doesn't want to be released. The Shitascha, if he gets released, it's even more Hefke. No, once he's released, he becomes Jewish.
Nichole is what?
Avda Befkeira Nichole.
Oh.
Nichole. He likes it.
Oh.
Noach lo. He likes it.
Oh, Noach lo.
Okay. So let's say for the second line again. Eisi Rabbi Chagai Kumi Rabbi Yosef Masnisa Pliga Rav. This Mishnah argues on Rav. Rav says either Eved has the option to release him. But that's not true because it says Yisrael Shehil Vasa Akum Al Chemso. Lach Rabbeza. Says the Jew loaned money to go and got designated collateral for of Chomets after Pesach. Mutar Bano, you'll have to write benefit. Ain't that Rishus Yisrael, if you're going to say that there's affiliation to the second owner, well, in this case it's the Yisrael, so yeah, you also should be also at the Pesach. Ma'avile Rav Yudin, so what is Ma'avile? So Taka, what does Rav do with this? Rav Yudin, Kala B'Shichur. There's a leniency by Shichur in order to get this guy to be fully Jewish, that we even let, even if the second master is the one who releases him, that suffices. God thought it's not like that, which he said, Ha'osa Adal, putting his son, he makes his the designated collateral. Machro in a machro. To sell him, you can't sell him because there's no clues by selling. But Shichur will raise him a Shichur. If you release him, he's a valid release and he's released even from under the Shibud of being a Shibud to the other individual in this internal, whatever it is here. Okay? So says the Gemara, Chela Rabbi Yochanan min Ador. What's Rabbi Yochanan's proof Rabbi Yochanan say again? Where's Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, that only the first master can release. What is Rabbi Yochanan's raya? Because it says, Rabbi Shingon Miel in a kosef ella mishachar. Shingon Miel says the Eved need not write that. Never need not write his an IOU for his value to the second owner, meaning the creditor. Ella mishachar, the person who let him go, who released him, writes the IOU. So that means that who writes the IOU? The single person who has the right of release. Who is the person who has the right of release? Not the person to whom you write the IOU. Who's the person to which you write the IOU? The buyer. So must be the buyer can't release. Only the seller can release. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan's source and our mission. Only the seller, it's not really a seller. It's somebody who designated the evidence collateral. So only he can release the slave. And once he releases the slave, so he writes to the he writes an IOU to the person to whom he was going to give the slave as collateral. Says more further. Elon Mashabi, now the Kohen Mashbiach, this is a new sugya, or quasi new. This is going on that which he said, that the Eved doesn't have to write his own shtar, doesn't have to write a take or assume the loan for which he's being held as collateral. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Elon Mashabi, so the Chavero, if somebody puts his field under lien to his friend, he goes and sells it. Doesn't the Baal Chov come and grab it? So here too, let's say the Eved's released, too bad. Let the second owner come and grab him because he was already pledged in. Rabbi Avoravo said, Pesach Meir Pesach and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan illuminated for us, or opened up for us, Pesach Meir Ka'ira. A very illuminating opening. How so? Lomotzinu Eved Shemishtachar V'chozer Mishtabed. We never found an Eved who was freed and then had to go back and go into Shibud again. So therefore, the Eved is free. Me'atot, that's the case. Lo'echlo v'shtar adam, but why does he have to write a document assuming the value of the IOU? If he's free, he's free. What does he have to write, take on the IOU? What's the point of that? Says more, a very interesting answer. It's better that we say to him, Taili Masayim Zuz, give us, meaning the person who testified, 200 Zuz, Sheishli Biyotcha, which we have in your hands, Yomar Adiyotad, lest people say you are my slave. In other words, it's better for the guy against whom they testify to admit that he was a slave. I'm sorry, to write a shtar. Because once he writes a shtar, people are not going to come to him and say, you're my slave, or you were a slave. Right? It's better that people see that he pays back his debts. So basically we're saying it's a Maris Ayin type thing. We only mean the rights of the guy's off the hook. He has to wait till his proper aides against him. But you were saying that the guy is on the hook because he doesn't want to get a bad rap. Okay? So that's what it's saying here. Again, it's better for a person, the released Eved, to quash all rumors by writing the 200 Zuz and gain the case, the case, to write a star on the 200 Zuz, whatever his own. And they got the case put on back burner so people don't discuss it, that you can see that he was once a slave. Because since he was a slave, it's going to be very difficult for him to defend himself. Rabbanu Gitzam, to defend himself, to say that he actually was, the release was fair. Again, the second owner is happy, mad. He's going to spread rumors that this Eved released himself on his own cognizance, which he's not allowed to do. So in order for the Eved to avoid that, it's better for him to say, all right, I'll pay you the 200 Zuz when I get it. And don't start evil, malicious rumors about me. Rabbanu Gitzam, Bishem Anasa said, Asher Shin Gamil Kurai Meir. Hashemel says you let the Eved free and you make the first the debtor pay his proper debt. So that's a Kurai Meir. Kamodai Meir Koinex, just like Kurai Meir finds a person, Bidvogim, when he does something wrong with his mouth. Karen Shungamil Koinex Bidvogim. So the Shungamil finds a person when he does something wrong with his mouth. Now, here it was where's Rabbi Meir? Oh, we're about to have it. How so? The Tanya will learn Shtar Shesh Maribis. If I wrote you an IOU and I promise you interest in it, which of course would be according to Jewish law, and then the police catch up with me and they record my transgression. So I wasn't allowed to pay Ribis. And we took it out of the Shtar. But I pay you the principal of the Shtar. Or is that also affected by the ribbis? What? Because I borrowed $100. I promised to pay back $150. $50 is ribbis, but the $100 is principal. If the loan is canceled, do you also cancel principal or just the ribbis? What? So here it says, that that's a machlokas, and the same machlokas appears over here. Kamar Meir Kenes Mitvachim, just like Rabbi Meir finds you by words and doesn't let you collect any of that document. Cain, Roshin Gamliel, Kenes Mitvachim, so Roshin Gamliel also finds a person and says that. And says that Shtar Sheshba Ribbis, you can't collect anything, not in the principal. Whereas, did I get that right? Well, let's read inside. The Tani Shtar Sheshba Ribbis, if you have a document which has interest written into it, Consider, so you find a guy Vena Gova lost a camera a ribis. You can't collect even the principal, much less the ribis, Divrei Meir, Kodrei Meir. And that is like Rav Shin Gamliel in our Mishnah, who says that the buyer can't collect anything. Say your Gova is a Karen, in such a case that you, the principal goes to Hekdesh or to Tzedakah, whatever the case may be. Not Tzedakah. The other scratch that. The principal goes to the other litigant, because on the principal the attacker was alone, there was nothing wrong, there's no interest assessed in the principal itself, it was beyond the principal. So in that case, you do collect the interest. You have the principal, you just don't collect the interest.
Can't we just determine this is consular, so can't we just determine who's consular?
Based it.
The ideal
best. Yeah, the conceptual based thing, right? Not a tangible one. So again, Rabbi Gitzar Bishar Ibn Asa said, Asa Shigam Liya.
I don't know the extent of which this extent.
No, but I think we paskin this way. This way, Gemara paskins in Ezu Neshach as well. Yeah. So it says more again, Rabbi Gitzar Bishar Ibn Asa said, Asa Shigam Liya Krai Meir. Right, Mayor Crazy Dvarim, just like Right Mayor finds a guy by Dvarim over here. In other words, that a guy finds the guy by Ribbis. So to Shin Gamliel finds a guy, makes him pay for the evidence he let loose that he relinquished ownership of. And Rabbi Chachomim hold like whom? That's Chomer. I don't know if the Chomer really have a parallel in our sugya, because nobody says you don't got to pay anything. Well, no, I understand first parallel and second parallel. Works like this. According to Rabbi Meir finds a guy who did something wrong with Dvarim and makes him lose even above and beyond what he should lose. Not only does he lose the ribbis, the interest, he also loses the principal. Right? So Tzir Shin Amiel says, even though the evidence is free, and freedom really undermines the entire shibud, nonetheless the original owner has to write a shtar, has to write a document, an IOU, pledging the full value to the person to whom the evid was in fact promised. So that's a true knas, above and beyond. Now on the other hand, Rabbanon holds that the whole issue is Maris Ayin. And this Maris Ayin focuses on the evid. And we tell the evid better to write a shtar and get them off your back than let them say all sorts of vile and malicious rumors about you, right? So the parallel corresponding to that over here is that you don't, that here too, there's no inherent knas. You don't make him give back the principal which he collected, because that's legitimate. Only the things which are improper, on that we make them go back, meaning only because of Maris Ayin. Do we make them go back? Do we make the Evid go and give the 200 Zuz? Okay? Only because of Maris Ayin. So that means there's really no knas. We're not consenting, not the original owner, nor the Evid, because the whole payment is just based on saving face. Right? I'm making sure nobody says, oh, this guy's really still an Evid. But in terms of the actual payment, there's no knas being made. It's just a takona. Lutoelas for the advantage of all the people assembled. Okay, is that clear?
That makes more sense.
Makes more sense for a man or shouldn't come Leah? No, right, man?
Makes more sense.
Hey, this is our issue. A little same thing that Rameyer says. You barred from paying the ribbis. You gain from the ribbis and the principal. And here too, we make the mishakrer pay up. You know, the 200 zuz, which is the value of the eved which he let loose. But the thing is that, whatever the value is. But the thing is that I'm trying to say that also. And I'll try one more time just for the heck of it. The Rameh tried to say also that the Chachomim over here who say that it's a Maris Ayin Dike Halacha that the Eved should have to write his value, meaning that there's no true Knas, it's just like an Eitz HaToiva. So there too, there also is no Knas, which means they are translated that you pay the principal back and not the interest. Okay? I tried. Any good? Well, Shingomi Omer, we're a little dense tonight. Shingomi Akoshe Kav Yochel Chapi Sakra. Anything a dog cannot find is considered to be buried, and you don't have to look for it. Harechon, how far down is considered buried? Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yochel, Mashem, Mashem, and Yotzorek said, Ad Shlosh Tvachim, up to 3 Tvachim. No, if it's more than 3 Tvachim below the ground, so it's considered buried, you don't have to be Mavatil, you don't have to Bdika. Yeah, and it was in the Mishnah. And if it's less than 3 Tvachim, you have to go down and get it. Okay, a little new Mishnah. Elcha Trumas Chametz. Some eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach. Very easy Gemara, by the way. Elcha Trumas Chametz on Pesach. Shogi Mishani, if he did with Shogi, Mishani Kerem V'Chomesh. He pays the principal and an extra fifth. Now obviously, Trumas Chametz on Pesach has no value. You pay a theoretical Karen Mechomish, right? What it would have been worth. We're not Pesach. Mezid, he eats Mezid, so King Lord bin Rabbimene, right? He's Chayim Misa. So only there's more severe punishment. Potamin at Tashlumin. He doesn't have to pay any Tashlumin. He doesn't have to give the May Eitzim, meaning that if it's Truma Tmea, which is only suitable to be wood, right? You might say, well, Chomitz, you can also use as firewood, right? So nevertheless, since you ate it, so therefore you're chayev to pay. Even truma tmeya. Okay? But chayev misa you're twice. Chayev misa because of chametz and because of truma. Just that anybody's chayev, yeah, the chorus. The only thing is that here for the truma tmeya, the halacha is, of course, you get a punishment besides the chorus. But not if it's on Pesach, so that takes over. You don't get a punishment for the truma. Okay. Nor do you have to pay. Tanya Hashem and Lozomer, Hashem Hashem and Meyotzodek, Mastisok, Sheifrisha, Matzah. His Chamtzah. The only time where you can get Truma on Pesach is if you set aside the Truma when it was still Matzah. Not really Matzah, but it wasn't yet Chametz. And then it became Chametz afterwards. Leave Frisha Chametz, but if you want to make something, you have Chametz, and want to take of Truma on Pesach, Lobedah. Now, of course, you can have Truma Chametz left from before Pesach in your house. But if you have something which came Chametz on Pesach, you can't take Truma off it. Why? It's not yours anymore. Shnei Dvarim Meinu B'Rishus HaShoadim, they're not yours. How are you going to take Truma off that which is not yours, right? Now, Hivish Matzah Chametz, what about if you have Matzah? Say, here's my Matzah, here's my Chametz, let this Matzah be Truma my Chametz. So the truma here is yours because it's matzah, and you can do activities with your own matzah, right? So Rabbi Zira said, no, it still doesn't work. You know why? Even though you have the right, you are empowered because of your ownership here to use the matzah as truma. Nevertheless, there's a special halacha called truma sheinu materes es hashirayim ma'achila. Truma is called reishis. Reishis means it's a first. Means there must be a second. Second is called Shiraim, the remnant. Called Truma Shein HaMateres, it says Shiraim LaAchila. Anytime there's Truma which doesn't allow that which is left over to be eaten, because what's left over is Chametz, ain't a Truma, it's not Truma. Period. Take out the next word, the carbon A takes it out. Just one word. Hivish Chametz HaMatzah. What about the other way around? You took off Chametz HaMatzah. Does that work? Doesn't matter what? I'm Rabbi Zira said, Me'achar she'ilu mina alea ena truma. If you took from its own min ane and chometz and chometz is not truma. Fafilu emena l'makom achir. Oh, this I feel has to be taken out also. Hey, menel mokum acher in a tremeno. No, maybe this one works. If I feel menel mokum acher in a truma, maybe take from chometz and chometz it doesn't work. So certainly, if you take from chometz and matzah, it doesn't work either, right? Because obviously the similarity in kai would have meant that it works more. Obviously, this doesn't work. Now, our boss revoim mifnei atzma. Cool case. You have 4/4 of grain. How much grain do you need in order to be chayv in challah? Five fourths. A kav v'chei, a kav v'reva. So you have 4/4, not yet a chiyuv, right? 4/4, you took 4/4 of grain. Bifnei Atzma by himself, Zuchim Tzori made them chomets on Pesach. V'abor Yavroim Bifnei Atzma, and he took another 4/4 and left the matzah. The Irvon. And now you mix the two batches together. And now you eat from it. Ah, your mom is your Rosh. So what malchus do we give you? If we warn you that you may not eat tevel, because you didn't take chal off, ain't a loike, don't get malchus on that. Mishum ha'ochel chometz says, if we warn you not to eat it because you're eating chometz on Pesach, loike, you do get malchus. Why is that? Because iser chomer chal el iser kal. A more severe iser can devolve upon a substance which is already forbidden in a less severe iser. However, ve'ein iser kal chal iser chomer, not vice versa. And here it became chometz before it was chayv and chala, right? Because the each 4/4 by itself, 1/4 by itself is already chometz before you combine it with the other one to make a chiyuv chala. So therefore I can't flog you about eating tevel, but I sure can flog you about eating what? Eating chometz on Pesach. But what about the reverse? Avalim irvon v'chakel chimtzon. First you made 5/4 of flour, so it became chayv in chayl first. And then you fermented the mixture. Im itru bo mishum ochel tevel, in that case, even they warned you not to eat tevel, loike. And if mishum ochel chometz on Pesach, loike. If they warned you not to eat chometz on Pesach, you also loike. Because what was the first issur in that case? Tevel, right? The issue is it was tevel. So iser chomer chal al iser kal. The more severe iser takes effect on the less severe iser. If any iser kal chal iser chomer, so then the lesser iser not take effect on the more severe iser. So here too, you have the tevel that comes first. You have chometz that's more severe that comes second. The chometz takes effect, and you get flogged for either of them. Asa kri is the coolest case in the world. Coolest case in the world, guys. Asa kri, you made a mixture of dough. Vishtach below, and you worshipped it. You worshipped the dough. V'umircho. Now, I'm sorry, not a dough. You made a pile of grain. Then you bowed down to it, and then you mareach it. Then you smoothed over the pile, and so it became chayv and truma. So what's the status? V'achak rochel, and then he ate it. Without taking off truma. They warn you, you're going to eat untithed. You don't get malchus. Because the issur of truma came second. Right? Because for you only mimareach, smooth over the pile after it was ready, avodah zarah. We warn you're going to eat avodah zarah, it's like it. Why can't issur chomer, chal al issur kal, vein issur kal, chal issur chomer. But at first you made chayim and truma, chakach yishtach velo, and then you bow to it and down it, because there issur chomer, chal issur kal, the first issur was issur kal, vein issur kal, chal al issur chomer, and not vice versa. But here, of course, it works, because first you had the Yisr Kam, then the Yisr Chomer. All right, we'll stop it tonight. Baruch Hashem, we finished strong. We're able to vindicate our earlier missteps. And we'll take it from here tomorrow night.